for Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
Obviously, the world was overjoyed yesterday to hear the news that Meghan and Harry are having a baby.
Yep.
Well done. The popular new
excited.
Royals.
I already knew.
Well, see, this is the thing.
I was excited like a month ago.
Let's take everyone on this journey with us. This is back on September 14th. So this is actually just a month ago.
A
month and a couple of days. Brendan Favola said this.
Talking about Meghan Markle.
Mm. What?
She's pregnant.
No. It's a rumour.
No.
It's an actual...
Up the duff.
No. There were ruffles on the dress.
No. I know.
How
I know someone
you know?
In the castle, and they.
Oh, come on.
And I said, they said you can break
no,
the world.
He doesn't
okay.
Know anyone.
Friday, the 14th of September. You heard it here.
Okay, make a note.
I'm speechless, Fev.
Credit where it's due.
You were so confident. It's like you did know.
Well, I did, and I thought I'd share it, and you go, old mate over here with an E on the end. Oh, we'll make a note. Well.
And then yesterday you doubled down. This was before the announcement. This was yesterday morning.
Yes.
Fev continued.
Didn't she bring a friend with her and to look after her? Because she's
her stylist, mate.
She might be.
You think she's pregnant,
100%,
don't you? Why do you think that?
Because I got word out of the palace.
Okay. Come on.
You play such a good bluff that I now actually think you do know someone in the palace.
No, I do.
Who? Okay. Break.
I can't tell
who
you.
Do you
who,
know?
Because then I lose my sources.
But I don't believe you've
John
got
Bongiorno,
a
source. John Bongiorno, he started leaking things that got told to him and he got the...
Paul Bongiorno.
John Bongiorno's a singer from Bon Jovi.
I don't think Paul Bongiorno got the...
He got word in Parliament, but I'm bigger. I'm up. I'm in the
Yeah, but I'm trying to think out who you know.
Mm.
You weren't invited to the wedding, even Eugenie, so
no,
you don't know
I,
anyone
I
that
I could
close.
Have gone to the wedding, but I couldn't.
Who do you know?
I had a cashie in Perth. Remember?
Because like, I'm going to say you just guessed. Obviously you guessed.
No.
And it was a good guess, but you were so adamant.
It's because I knew. I can't talk about it now because they're here. So,
Warney.
Shane.
No. I don't know if we'll ever find out how he knew, but he knew and well done.
Do you want to know the sex?
Well,
oh, that's
do
I'm
it
not,
as a tease.
I'm actually not going to predict it because it's 50-50. I'm going to say, it's going to be a boy. Oh,
no,
it's
go
a girl.
On. Predict it. Predict
no,
it.
No, I know what it is.
What is
and
it?
And I'll tell you off air and then, yeah.
All right.
Oh, okay.
It's a boy. There you go. It's a boy.
Why did we do that at 8 o'clock prime time? You predict
you just
the sex.
Told me, you told me off air. You just told everyone.
Well, but then people will go, mate, I'm just telling you.
It's going to be a boy. You heard it here first.
Yep. But you were going to have a boy.
It's going to be called Philip. They're going to call it Philip.
It's called Philip.
They will call it Philip.
Sports bet or any agency.
Right
gamble on. Gamble
what,
responsibly.
What date is it? 17th?
Make a note.
Make a note.
Please, Leon, make a note.
101.9 The Fox.
Fev, I can now name twice, two occasions I've been in awe of you. One was when we were on the Western, the Witten Oval over in Footscray.
I forgot about that.
And you were standing about 80 metres away from the goalpost.
60.
I reckon it was further.
Well, it was about 70.
I reckon it was 70.
Yeah.
70 metres away from the Gold Coast. You were barefoot. You picked up a football and kicked a goal. And I did. I honestly went... Oh, this man is a legend.
You were at the only one. There was three AFL players standing next to me. They went, oh, God, I don't want to kick it now.
Jake's from memory.
I remember Matt Suckling, who's one of the best kicks in the AFL, looked at Fev in awe.
Whoa. I'll never forget that feeling I had of, this guy's good. And then yesterday when, congratulations, Harry and Megs, a new royal baby on their way, I was excited in the moment, because they are the much-loved couple.
Yeah,
they're
they
so
are.
In love. It's such a beautiful story. So I had a moment of being just genuinely happy for them. But then I was just in awe of my friend and co-host again, because yesterday on the show you were so adamant that she was pregnant. You just said, yeah, she is.
Yep.
It's a fact.
Straight up said it.
And back on September 14, you were doubling down again. This is like over a month ago.
Talking about Meghan Markle.
Mm. What?
She's pregnant.
No. It's a rumour.
No.
No, it's an actual...
Up the duff.
No, there were ruffles on the dress.
No. I know.
How
I know
do
someone
you know?
In the castle and they...
Oh, come on.
And I said, they said you can break
no,
the world...
No, he doesn't
okay.
know anyone.
Friday the 14th of September. You heard it here.
Okay, make a note.
We made a note. Another note I've just taken...
up the duff.
...about you and I and when we argue about things, we just both go, no.
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 Do you reckon anyone around the world in the media would have said, up the duff?
No, I don't think so.
No royal correspondent.
Unique feverism.
I just got a text off my little royal correspondent. He said, pipe down a little bit.
It's Warnie, isn't it?
No, it's not Warnie.
Somebody, somebody connected to the royal family.
He goes, please don't give me up. I won't, bro.
Who's your source?
Oh, I can't.
Philip. Byron. Prince Philip.
Oh, Phil.
Just get the feeling you two'd get along. Now, it's great news. And
it's amazing news.
One thing you did say, Fev, about a month ago, and we couldn't find the audio of it, you started saying, watch, she'll start pulling out of her engagements. And already yesterday, because they were Harry and Meghan were going to climb up to the Sydney Harbour Bridge and they were going to raise the Invictus flag on the bridge with the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison.
Mm. Yep.
And Meghan won't be climbing the Sydney Harbour Bridge now.
Well, here you go. Do you want some? So what happened was he was going to, Harry and Meghan were going to the opening of the Invictus Games.
Mm.
And then they were going to go, I think they're going to Fiji or whatever they're doing. And he wasn't going to come back to any of the events because Meghan was pregnant. They were going to cut it a bit short. But he got told in his little ear that you need to be there because it's your game. So you have to be there. Even if Meghan's pregnant, you need to be showing up to these things.
Are you giving us behind the scenes stuff again?
Yep.
Thank you.
It means nothing without a source.
Yes, it does.
You need to tell us.
Look, it's a new idea. It's been going for years.
Oh, okay.
A source says.
Well, exactly, and that's all fraudulent lies.
That is 100% true.
But can we just pull out of things. What I love about this, you know, as excited as I am for the baby, the beautiful baby that's going to come into the world, I'm super excited for Meghan because there is nothing. And ladies, if you have been pregnant, when you're pregnant, it is the best get out of jail free card you're ever going to have.
Very good point.
When you can get out of things, I mean, my whole pregnancy, Byron, you worked with me at the time.
I was there for all of it.
It was just the best.
Thief, you spent 9 months lying in a beanbag.
Yeah, and
everywhere she went.
So you should.
Well, but the whole time, even I reckon when you first announced you were pregnant, you were lying in beanbags.
Yeah, she's got a human in her stomach.
And just people picking stuff up for you, moving you. Actually, Leon is our executive producer. He's the 42nd most powerful man in radio, according to our website. Now, he was our junior producer at the time.
Very junior.
Leon, you had a memory of something you had to do for me when I was pregnant?
Yeah, I do remember once after our meeting down the other end of the building, I had to drag you and your beanbag up to the studio.
Fem, I said I couldn't stand up. And I went, you have to get me there. So he dragged me on a beanbag up the corridor.
We couldn't question it. I mean, looking back, she didn't need the beanbag for much of it, but we couldn't question that at the time.
I'm not even kidding. I remember a few weeks out from Trixie's birth thinking, oh no, this is all going to end. Like all the bit where people open doors for you. You can say to anybody, I really feel like a big M and I really need it right now, but it's just the shops are closed. But maybe you could just drive to the next suburb and get it. Like, it's amazing. 131060, girls, have you milked your pregnancy? Come on.
What
did you
get?
Was it not the best? Did you just do nothing? Ali, one of our other producers, our senior producer, Ali, you had a special room for naps.
Yes, the company built a room for me.
How good
is amazing.
An actual nap room.
131060. Let's see how we go on the phones right now. What did you... You really milked it.
What did you get out of?
Meghan Markle style. She doesn't have to climb the bridge with ScoMo. That's a relief.
She could just sit in the hotel room for a week and go, honey, I'm not feeling well.
101.9 The Fox.
We're very excited.
Everybody, about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry expecting their first baby. The pressure, though, I do feel for them. Like, in fact, if we thought that Melbourne was going to be crazy on Thursday when they're here, now that she's pregnant, because that many more media will come over from overseas. Like, they will be flooding us.
And in 3 months' time, about 4.5 months when she has the baby, do you reckon they'll do the whole we're standing out front of the hospital?
Absolutely.
They did with they will, yeah?
Yes. Oh,
yeah. So they wouldn't,
I reckon Kate right now is going, that was my moment.
Yeah. Imagine.
When I was having a baby.
Imagine if she's got twins.
You never know. Anything could happen. But the great thing about being pregnant, as other women will know who've been pregnant, is that you can really milk it because Megan's already bailing on some official things that she needed to do while she was here. Doesn't have to hang out with Scott Morrison anymore. Doesn't have to climb up the Sydney Harbour Bridge. There's lots of things you can get out of and lots of things you can take advantage of. Hayley in Tarneit. Hi, Hales.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, good. Have you, did you milk it when you were pregnant?
I did, but it was accidentally. So I work at a medical centre, and a busy medical centre where people seem to throw up a lot on the floor instead of the toilet or in the bag. So us receptionists have to clean that up safely, of course. Yeah. And I was told everyone must clean up the people's vomit if they vomit. Except Hayley, because she's pregnant.
Oh, so, well done. There we go.
Yeah.
Being pregnant working in a medical centre, you've got to be a bit worried something because you...
Yeah, well, I worked up for the last 10 days, so I didn't have to clean vomit for pretty much the whole 9 months. So.
What a trooper.
Oh, great win.
Right. I'd need to stay pregnant. Like, I can't do, vomit.
Yeah, we'll do vomit. Alex doesn't milk anything. I always say, honey, I'll do the veggies, I'll cook dinner. She's like, no, because she wants to get up and be active.
Yeah.
Good on her.
No, that's great.
Or she could be playing me, saying she doesn't want to do it, so I do it.
You should still be doing it.
I do it. But, I do it.
Joe in Somerville. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hey, Joe, congratulations. You're currently pregnant.
Yeah, so I'm currently pregnant, and I'm due on the 26th of December.
Could
which
be Christmas,
means
baby.
I get rid. Well, I don't have to go to any sort of Christmas get together. It's the best thing ever.
I'll give you even more. You can forget to give people Christmas presents because you can't really go out shopping
to get them.
You don't have. That's the best.
That is great. Bit of baby brain. I forgot.
Yeah. You don't have to bring anything to Christmas lunch. Everyone has to do everything for you.
She doesn't have to buy any baby stuff because you just get it for Christmas.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. Well done.
Well done. Nicely timed. Bronwyn in Oakley. Hi, Bronwyn.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Bron. Have you milked pregnancy?
Yeah, I milked it for 25 years, CC.
How did you keep it going beyond the 9 months?
How many kids did you have?
Well, I've had two kids only, but I actually was at a party and I was a designated driver, so I said, yeah, happy to drive, no problem, you drink, no problem at all. And I said on the deal that you drive from then on.
Oh,
that is brilliant.
So for 9 months of drinking and not drinking, 9 months of being the designated driver, you've now got a lifetime of not being the designated driver.
Absolutely.
Well done. To that.
That was brilliant.
Very smart girl, Bronwyn.
Yeah, well done.
101.9 The Fox.
Bev, we are not only excited that there's a royal baby on the way, Meghan and Harry are having a baby, we are also excited because they're coming to town.
They are coming to town.
Now, yesterday I did say to you,
that's not a good thing.
Well, for you it's going to be a lot harder now. So I set you a challenge yesterday to try and meet them. I met Prince Charles. I just walked up to him on a polo field and I brushed past security.
You got assaulted.
I got assaulted by security, but I shook his hand and I had a conversation with him. So I have said, I've done it. I reckon you can do it. Now, it's just gotten a lot harder because I think security will now be tighter. She's a pregnant woman. More people from around the world will be interested in getting the photos because you'll have paps from all over the globe wanting to get the shot of the bump.
I know, and if I'm there, there'd be more paps. So that's interesting.
Well, okay, we've got to plan this. So
I reckon this is easier.
Why? How?
Are you serious?
What?
I have the biggest tool...
What? No,
I have the biggest...
Hang on.
You just said you have the biggest tool.
Yeah, which is true. I have the biggest asset that I could possibly... Can we put that music down a little bit?
Sorry. Really annoying. Creating some atmosphere.
I have a pregnant wife.
Yes, you've got... How?
Named Alex.
Yeah.
I'm going to take her with me, and as Meghan walks past, Alex goes, oh, and then Meg's will be like, whoa, because she's pregnant as well. They'll get each other.
Okay, I love
this. I reckon this is easier.
Because if Al... pretended to be in labour, everything would stop for that. But
do you know what the hardest thing about that is? Don't worry about meeting the royals, trying to get Alex there.
I said that. That's never going to happen. So that won't happen because Alex has got better things to do.
Where will Fev be? I mean, if we looked at an actual schedule.
Well, this is the thing. I've got the schedule in front of me. Okay. So, Fev, Thursday is the window.
Yeah,
that's when they're in town. We know a couple of things. We know that they're taking a tram from South Melbourne down to the beach. We also know they might be visiting an Albert Park school. So that's a whole area there of South Melbourne, Albert Park. We work here in South Melbourne. There's the Botanic Gardens. There's a suggestion.
Run Noon through there.
You're right.
Could do it again.
You could run Noon through.
I think you were banned from.
Well, you'll get arrested.
We weren't banned from there. Okay. We did it. We're fine. All right. Imagine that.
Yeah, I imagine.
I'll get the Fox logo.
No, you
on my chest and run straight through.
You'll lose your job. You'd be accosted. They would...
Are you serious?
I mean,
lose this job.
Yeah.
They'd be stuffed.
They're going to, there's now, what about this? Apparently they're going to experience cafe culture. They're going to a Fitzroy Cafe,
Fitzroy,
along Brunswick Street in the morning.
I used to live off Brunswick Street.
So what's the easiest target? Fitzroy, a taco, I was thinking of tacos. Fitzroy Cafe, Botanic Gardens, Albert Park School, or the tram to the beach. We've got to figure out what's the easiest place for you to walk up and
get
go,
you
Harry
on the tram.
Megan, nice to meet you.
Well, the tram to the beach is very close. It's probably the easiest. There.
Getting you on the tram.
I don't mind going to a cafe in Fitzroy. It's a beautiful part of the world.
No, you're not thinking this through. Imagine how, we love Fitzroy. How could you, the cafe will be obviously closed. Yeah. You're not going to be able to get in. That's not going to work. You have to pretend to be a waiter.
I'm going to go to the garden.
Okay, are you going to do a nudie run through the Botanic Gardens?
Maybe.
All right.
I love this. Well, work in progress. Brendan Favola, you will be meeting a member of the royal family, Harry or Meghan, on Thursday. There we go.
Is it going to be hot on Wednesday? Thursday?
We'll look at the forecast.
I think it's going to be 21 with a possible showers.
21. Maybe I can do it.
What are you going to? Are you thinking about what you're going to wear?
No, if it was cold, I'm not going to do a nudie run.
Keep your clothes on. Why is everything naked? We've got more to think through here.
101.9 The Fox.
You know, it's all about Harry and Meghan today, as it should be. You know, their first bubba. It's a great time for this couple that the world have fallen in love with.
It's been a great
fairy tale romance. But I just thought, you know, let's spare a thought for some other people right now, because it's going great for Meghan and Harry. But I mean, it's quite devastating in the world of showbiz. And I hope I'm not breaking news that is going to upset anyone. But Ariana Grande and her fiance Pete Davidson, they've split up.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
After an 8-week engagement, having known each other for 10 weeks.
10 weeks, and they got matching tats.
They've called that off. I mean, some things you see coming, some things you don't. I mean, you know what? And I love it because they're young and, you know, they're she's gorgeous.
She's good. Mate, he looks
Pete,
like a...
Give Pete some credit.
No, I can't.
Oh, no. What's he done to his lips and stuff? He's had them done,
I think that's natural.
Oh, really?
I think that's
natural. No, I think he's had some... Really? Yeah. I looked at him yesterday and I was like, wow.
Well, the peroxide hair, it's not helping.
Oh, Grande, she's just gone, I can do better.
Well, the funny thing, remember when this news broke and they'd known each other for 2 weeks and they got engaged?
Mm.
And it's fine for people who are a bit older to go, oh, here we go, 23 in love and engaged after 2 weeks. Kids, it's never going to work.
It's not going to work. What's Petey Davison do?
Well, he's on Saturday Night Live, so he's a comedian. So that's where they met.
Oh, wow.
And you're right, Fev, they got their matching tats. She'd written a song about him. And yesterday they broke the news that it was over.
The thing is, you need a comedian. It's probably really funny. And she thought, 10 weeks in, need some more strings to your bow, bro.
We just, rather than just being a comedian.
Yeah, because I think she might have just gone, it's a bit boring. You're just being funny all the time.
What else you got? Yeah.
Being an AFL footballer.
Radio host.
Right. I mean, you are an example of lots.
Alex looks
at
me and goes, wow, every day it's something different.
She must go, the talent. I mean, he's just got so many feathers in his cap.
Yeah. She wakes up and she goes, ooh, a lucky girl.
Did I get that?
How has this happened?
I don't know. I think I'm living in Fev's land.
But. Poor Ariana. Think about this for a minute.
Mirror.
Everywhere she goes for the next few weeks, the next month,
she'll be
getting
spotted.
Told you so. Okay. That's a real tail in between the legs when your relationship that you fight for, that you go, no, it's fine, we're suited, we're matched, and then it all falls over.
What will they do with those tats?
They'll change them.
Just who will do it, though?
Well, actually, I don't know, because Katy Perry and Russell Brand got matching tats.
Did they? What's Brandy's...
What?
What's it look like?
Why would FIFA?
I don't know.
Why would you ask her that?
She's probably seen it.
They've got matching tats, but they've committed. Like, Katie's still got her tat,
I
believe Russell does too.
He?
Yeah. So.
What does it say, Fifi?
No, 13, 10, 60. Have you had to live through the I told you so's?
Oh.
Like, did you, like, right now, if I was Ariana, in fact, maybe she timed it because she knew the whole world would be talking about Harry and Meghan. And she's gone, let's slip this breakup under the radar. Like, are you still going to your family lunches and, remember that guy that you said you were madly in love with? Told you so.
Oh,
yeah. It's
yuck.
Embarrassing.
You told him so, didn't
well,
you?
I did. I didn't want to bring it up. But
don't bring up my failed marriage on air.
Well, you rang me. Byron rings me from Los Angeles. He's
After
been there
days?
For a couple of weeks. He said, Fee, I'm in love and I'm going to marry her.
I'm not
and
coming
I
back.
Said, I'm a very good friend of yours, Byron, and it's my due diligence to say, slow down.
Yeah.
And maybe don't rush into it.
I went
it.
Even faster.
I was running.
131060 is the number.
1019, The Fox.
Yes, and while everyone's excited about Harry and Meghan's news, they're expecting a baby. We have said, though, spare a thought for Ariana Grande and her fiancé of 8 weeks, Pete Davidson. They split yesterday. It's not great, is it? I mean, they'd only known each other for 10 weeks all up. But you don't like to hear about a breakup.
I mean, don't make less of it. It's still a breakup.
I'm drawing attention to it.
Yeah.
But they've had a lot of their lives without knowing each other.
Unless you're together for like over a year and a bit.
Yeah.
I reckon 18 months, not really a breakup.
Put it this way, they weren't together. And they didn't know each other in May.
Okay.
I think they'll be fine.
That's context, isn't it?
Yeah. But the I told you so's, there's nothing worse than living through that. Oh,
they weren't even together at Easter.
I know. It's very interesting. Alicia in Bayswater. Hi, Alicia.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, Alicia. Alicia, have you had to live through a breakup of I told you so's where people have just done your head in because they all told you that it wouldn't work?
Every day for the past 10 years.
Oh, wow. Get over it.
What was it about the relationship?
Okay, so I was 18 and I had a rough upbringing. I lost my mum when I was pretty young and I wanted to create my own family.
Mm.
And so I met this person who worked next door to me. He was from Turkey. And I thought I was madly in love with him and he was about to leave the country. It was like,
Where was he from?
Turkey.
Turkey.
Yes. And so he really wanted to stay and I wanted him to stay. I thought it was going to be the partner of a lifetime. And then anyway, so everyone's like, don't do it. On my wedding day, I literally took an hour to come out of the room. I was like, oh, I don't want to do this. And then anyway, so we got married. And literally about 3 months after I was getting married, I realised that he was just the biggest douchebag. And I mean the biggest douchebag. And so I spent 2.5 years trying to work it out. And even through that period, I was like, I told you what happened. And then the fourth time I left, he's like, I don't want it. I'm done. And I found out he got his visa. So he got his permanent residency.
Alicia, you know what though? And you know, you live through it, Alicia, and you'll be stronger for it. The resilience you can build up through that sort of experience. But
yeah,
I reckon
anyone
who spends an hour on their wedding day not wanting to leave the room.
Yeah, it's probably a
sign.
Yeah.
1019 The Fox. She's a matchmaker mama.
Yes, the matchmaking mama's party. This is the hottest singles party of the year, Fee, but there is a catch.
That's right. So we are gonna have a fantastic night. Singles, girls, guys, get together in this great function and the only catch is you have to bring your mum.
Ooh.
Few reasons for this. One, sometimes mums can be really good matchmakers, so it might be handy to have them as a wing mum. But also, when you meet somebody and they, you've got, can you just turn the music down a tiny bit?
Sorry,
it's
fun.
Really loud. Sometimes getting them past your mum in the early part of the relationship is better because if your
100%.
Mum doesn't like your partner, it's doomed.
Because when you do meet someone boxy and you date for a little bit, you're like, oh, you're that nervous about meeting the parents.
Yeah.
Rip the band-aid
out
off
the
first night.
Yeah,
done.
Now we've got Aaron from Keilor. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, how are you?
Aaron, we're good. Are you keen to come to our matchmaking mama's singles party?
I am keen.
Fantastic. Now, are you prepared to bring your mum, Andrea?
I am, yes.
Excellent, Aaron. Now, we've got Andrea on the line. We're going to have a quick chat with Andrea. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Fifi.
How are you, Andrea?
I'm good, thanks, Bev.
Is Aaron a mummy's boy?
No, not really.
Oh. Andrea, are you going to come to the party? And how? What are you looking for in a girl for Aaron?
Oh, somebody that gets along with me is most important.
I love it, Andrea.
This is good.
Now, Andrea, sit tight because we also have Charnel from Bond Beach on the line. Are you there, Charnel?
I am.
Charnel? Good morning. Are you keen to come to our huge singles party where you could find love?
I'm so keen.
We can't wait to have you there, Charnel. And we also, we're looking forward to having your mum, Vicky. Is Vicky a tough mum in terms of would guys have to work hard to get her approval?
oh, they have to work so hard. But I have to say, her expectations are pretty low. As long as they've got straight teeth, they're pretty good.
Now, we've got Vicky, your mum, here. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Fifi.
Oh, Vicky. Vicky, you sound fun. And I love that you have zero expectations other than teeth.
Oh, teeth and a good job, really.
Okay.
You seven. Now, okay, now bear with us. We've just met Aaron and his mum, Andrea. We've met Charnel and her mum, Vicky. The other thing that could happen on the night is in-laws could get to know each other very early on. So we thought, now, Aaron and Charnel, we hope you don't mind because you haven't even met yet, but we thought it'd be interesting to hear how your mums got along. So, Andrea, this is Vicky. Vicky, this is Andrea.
Hi, Vicky.
Oh, hang on. No, I think I put Aaron on.
That's not your fault.
No, flick this around. Go again.
There we go, Andrea. Go again.
Hello? Now who have I got?
There's
that many bloody phones going on.
Byron is basically a traffic...
There's about four different people on the bloody phone.
Byron's a traffic cop at the moment and he's trying to put lines together and he's doing a terrible job.
There she is. Now the mums are on.
Okay. Andrea, say hi to Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Byron, you've got Vicky on hold. I can see she's on hold.
Vicky.
You've got Andrea and Charnel lines open.
It's a train wreck.
Vicky.
Yes, I'm here.
Now where's bloody Andrea
you've
gone?
You've got Charnel open. Put Charnel on hold.
Who's on hold?
No,
who's on third?
No, can you see what you've done wrong?
Brother, who's on first?
Brother Jason.
Look
how hard is it, Byron?
Byron, look in the right-hand column.
You have one job.
Andrea, and then under Andrea is Vicky. Open
Andrea
that line.
Andrea is on the line. Right?
Open Vicky's line.
Let's confirm Andrea's there. Andrea.
Hello.
Good. Now Vicky's there online
too. There we go. He's done
it. Hi, Andrea. Hi, Vicky. How nice to finally meet you.
Yes, nice that they got it through this time.
No, Byron, not us.
Just Andrea and Vicky already. What a fun way to meet each other. We'll get you guys together on the night and see how that... Imagine if you two really want to be in-laws and then Aaron and Charnel, you've got to talk them into it. But this is great.
That's right, yes.
You could be grandmas together.
Do you want to give them a moment just to talk to each other and just sound out each other?
Well, mate, you just spent so much time getting them on the line, we thought we'd run out of time.
And we're all just having a chat then. Trying to get it out of him.
Okay, guys. Well, they're together now. They may as well talk to each other.
Okay, Andrea, I just want to know, do you know, is Aaron ready to settle down?
Aaron is ready to settle down, yes.
Oh, that's good to hear. And does he smoke?
Sort of. He gave up, but I think he started back up again without telling me.
Oh, bloody Aaron, you little devil.
Vicky, how do you go with smoking?
No, we're not really a smoking family, actually.
Plenty of time to quit.
Right. Hey,
that's right, yes. Aaron, he's a good woman to tell him to stop.
Hey,
yes.
Aaron
is... Tell him, don't worry.
Aaron is smoking hot, so...
Nice segue.
I think that Vicky will be
there. We go. Well, I don't know if that one quite worked for lots of reasons, Fief, mainly to do with me.
Mainly your reasons.
But anyway, look, the main thing is you register fox.com.au. It's at Alumbra. We can't wait. Alumbra's Summer Fiesta, Melbourne's newest Sunday session from 4 p.m. at Alumbra Docklands. But we will be there Thursday, the 25th of October. Register right now, fox.com.au.
1019 The Fox.
Now, there must be something going around because, Fev, you said that Lulu and Lenny have got a bit of a sore throat.
Mia's got a bit of a cough and so is Lulu. A little bit of a cough.
Yeah, well, I've got Trixie with the worst. She's got a cough, this throat. I've now got it in my chest. And Ali, our wonderful new producer, you'll get to know Ali more as weeks go on. Ali has a sick bubba at home now today too.
Oh.
And at the last minute had to hire a babysitter, didn't you, Ali?
Yeah, I hired her yesterday, yep.
Okay, now you said something this morning, and I love this. You want to put in a nanny cam at home so you can see what the babysitter's doing.
Desperately, yes. I really want to set up some sort of covert camera so I can see what she's up to.
I've got a teddy bear with a camera in it. I'll let you borrow it.
No. But your partner's put his foot down and said no.
He said, we can't do that. He said, that's wrong. You can't do that. You have to just trust that everything's okay.
See, it's an interesting one because I've got friends. And I've got one girlfriend who has, at any time during the day, she'll pick up her phone. And she can look in any bedroom in the house.
I've seen it.
These are really affordable. They're not, you know, once upon a time this was for the rich and famous.
No.
Now anyone can get access to these things. So on her app on her phone, she can see what's happening, where the babysitter is, where the nanny is, where the baby is. And it's funny because
I've... Have you got one?
No, I've never done this. No. I implicitly trust Trixie's nanny and she's amazing. Yeah.
She's amazing, but you'd be sweet now because Trixie's old enough. you can't get anything past her.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, once kids can talk, you're stuffed.
Yeah, you don't.
If you're one of those nannies.
I know. No, that's very true.
You're stuffed.
Trixie does say everything.
Yeah.
But no, I you know, whether or not, and 13 10 60, we'd love to hear from people who use nanny cams. Do you tell the babysitter that you've got the camera there?
No, what's the fun in that?
Well, no, well, it's I'd argue it's a deterrent.
Right.
Like if you were to say to somebody, just a heads up and nothing personal, but we've got these cameras around the house, just wanted you to know.
You don't say anything.
But then
but it's your house.
Catch them.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Well, hang on a second.
That's the whole point.
Ali's just told me in Australia it's illegal to film a nanny without their consent.
In your own house?
Yeah, you have to tell them.
Ooh, fair enough.
But 13 10 60.
I agree with it.
We have the voice. We have the voice disguiser handy. Maybe you haven't.
Now that Fez found out it's illegal, he's absolutely
well, there'd be people who didn't know it was illegal, and maybe they have set up nanny cams.
This would be juicy.
It's like Pirate Bay. Just,
13, 10, 60, yes or no, do you agree with them or not agree with them?
Okay.
Have you used it?
Ooh.
Have you caught something that you're glad you had the nanny cam in?
All right, so let's see how we go on the phones.
I know you're very smart, Boxing. You know a lot of things about a lot of things. So if I had cameras in my house and had a nanny, and I busted them on the camera stealing, and I took it to court, I wouldn't be out. They
inadmissible.
Be,
inadmissible
yeah,
evidence.
Is it?
Yep.
Well done, Judge Box. Yes.
We'll come back to your calls right after this.
1019 The Fox.
Nanny babysitter cams. Kids are getting sick around Melbourne at the moment, and three families in this show are having kids that are a bit sick. And Ali, who is considering, she hired a babysitter to babysit this morning and considered putting in a secret nanny cam. We have since heard that's illegal. So
we want to
make that very clear that Ali's not doing that. But we've asked the question.
Do people do it?
No, apparently legally you have to inform the babysitter. So just to let you know, there are cameras here. And I love that because it's a natural deterrent. You're not going to steal or do anything if you know there's a camera watching you. Mm-hmm. Hey?
No, 100%. But you can just say that you told them, bust them, and then
isn't there like always a corner of the house that isn't covered by the cameras? There's like a little section.
Well, your cameras can't get everything,
right?
Jessica in Boronia. Hi, Jez.
Hi.
Jez, are you for or against a babysitter camera?
I am against in every way.
Oh, have you been a nanny?
I am currently a nanny.
There we go.
I've been a nanny for 5 years.
Because you don't want to get caught, Jess?
I would be afraid to touch the child.
Yeah, of course, Jess. Yeah. That's the thing.
Good point.
I actually agree with you on that. And I was a nanny, and I had a child that was so ill I had to get a shower. I had to detach a hose and hose them down. But if someone had videoed that,
well, wouldn't it look
good? Would look terrible. Yeah.
Were there other options? Why'd you have to hose it down?
It was like violent combustible diarrhea.
Right.
But I'm just saying.
A hose?
Things might not look good on camera.
I've hosed our kids down before.
But Jess, I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, 100%. That's a good point.
You'd second guess everything because it's on camera.
On camera.
Okay, fair point.
Well, good. That's called a black spot, Byron.
Shouldn't have told the story about the hose.
Yeah. No, I've used a hose.
Thank you. Jess in Williamstown. Hi, Jess.
Hey guys.
Hey Jez, have you used a babysitter nanny cam?
No, so I used to be a nanny and I had a family that when I came to the house to nanny their little girl, the dad was really forthcoming and just said, hey look, we've got cameras in the house, you show them like how we can see the money.
Terrible line, but the dad really owned it. The dad has said, right, when you work here for us, we will film you. Essentially, that's what he said.
Were you there? Did you meet
him? Well, I'm just paraphrasing because the line was horrific.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit more to the story, but you didn't let it.
I love that you said this is what he said when you've never met the guy before.
You really try to own it.
Well, at least people can hear me, even if it's not the story.
No, you're right. I know what you're trying to do.
All right, we'll move on.
And I think that's good. Nicole in Langwarrin. Hi, Nicole.
How you going?
Hey, Nicole. Are you for or against a nanny cam?
Yes, absolutely against.
Yeah, have you used, do you have children or are you a nanny?
No, I actually had a friend who installed cams due to hiring a nanny. The nanny actually found out because the nanny didn't know and went to the police.
Ooh.
For breach of privacy. So,
and then what happened?
Yeah, well, the police gave her a stern warning. She did get into a little bit of trouble, but... It is, you have to tell the person you are hiring, whatnot, that you're getting cameras, you're putting cameras up.
Correct.
You are filming them.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Well said.
Good point.
That's the law.
You can't
know. No,
that's the law. And thank you, Nicole. That's an important note to finish on.
Were you there for that, Byron? Or
did you hear what the police officer said?
I was at the police station at the time and I was taking notes.
Imagine if he took as much care in his credit reads than he does tell him stories about everyone else. That'd be amazing.
Thank you, Nicole.
101.9 The Fox.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradieoke.
Tradies of Melbourne, your time to shine. Yeah. Sing your little hearts out. We've got Anthony from Frankston, plumber. Hi, Anthony.
G'day, Faith. How are you?
Yeah, good, Anth.
Sounds like honky.
Yeah. Are you on the job already this morning?
No. We just stopped by the servo on the way to go get some fittings and then on the way. We're just in the car cruising around.
Who are you with?
The qualifier.
Hey, Ed, when you go to the servo, what do you get? Do you get a pie and a coffee this time of morning?
No, they didn't have any of the cheese and bacon pies, so I just got myself a sausage roll.
I've never had one of the cheese and bacon pies.
You'd be flat that they don't have them, wouldn't you?
A sausage roll.
Now, Anthony, you're going to be, I hadn't seen what you were singing. This is a beautiful song. Vanessa Carlton's Thousand Miles.
Beautiful, emotional.
I thought it was, it's 10,000.
500 miles, actually, the Proclaimers. This is 1,000.
1,000 miles.
Wow. Twice as far as the Proclaimers actually were prepared to go, which is an interesting fact.
Now, Anthony, off you go with Vanessa Carlton's 1,000 miles.
How much of the chorus do you want me to do?
As much as you can.
Yeah, mate, just keep going.
You go
fairly tight.
Yeah.
You just do what you want, bro.
I'll just do the "and I miss you" bits, and then I'll get into it.
You just go, mate.
Charmers. And I miss you. And I need you. And now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time would pass me by? Because you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you tonight.
Wow.
Oh, you're my favourite person.
The piano parts, Faith. It was outstanding.
Good. Anthony. I love the improvisation and the bringing your own percussion. Bryce in Berwick, another carpenter this morning. Hey, Bryce.
Oh, how are you going?
Yeah, great, Bryce. What are you going to be performing for us?
Look, I've got a good song. I've got a bit of ABBA, Gimme, Gimme More.
Give me a man after midnight.
Yeah, it's a traditional tradie's favourite, I would have thought.
I don't think I've ever heard this song.
Madonna sampled it famously. This is an ABBA banger.
Look, I'll give it to the plumber. That was good, but I might clean up the ranks here.
Boy. Okay, Brycey, off you go.
Lay the carpet down, bro.
Gimme
Good start.
Hang on.
Keep going.
Hang on. Gotta get my voice right.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Gimme a man after midnight. Won't somebody help me?
Oh, Bryce.
There
we go.
He almost sounds like the rapper 360.
Yeah, he's all right. He's had a crack.
You've had a crack, Bryce. Oh, it's well done.
I've choked under pressure.
Oh, poor Bryce. You never know, Bryce.
The best calls ever.
Oh.
I reckon Luke hasn't even sung yet, Boxy.
Yeah.
And he's a clubhouse leader.
Luke, another carpenter from Lang Warren. You're a good chance. Luke, what are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing She's Got a Ticket to Ride by the Beatles. She's got
a ticket to ride. I mean, great song choice.
Great song. She's got a ticket to
ride. What a great song.
He'd have to, Fev's right, he'd have to really stuff it up to not win from here.
Or he could be too good, and I go, oh, well.
Okay, Luke, off you go.
I think I'm gonna be sad. I think it's the day, yeah. The girl that's driving me mad. Is going away, yeah. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. And she don't care.
Whoa. Oh, there we go.
Good voice. Solid, Luke. That is a solid voice.
Gee, good luck, guys, with this decision. It's an interesting one, isn't it?
Well, I reckon I know what Fev's going to do.
Because I'm a psychic.
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing is, guys, I knew what was going to happen. I knew Luke was going to be amazing.
Yeah.
But he was too good.
Right.
So you're now going for entertainment factor.
Yeah, I always do.
Yeah.
And so who wins? I'm intrigued.
I reckon Anthony.
We can go back.
Anthony! He got me up.
To Anthony!
I
think it was your piano solos that got you across the line.
I reckon it was his sausage roll and coffee this morning that got me up.
Good on you, mate.
Well done, buddy.
You've won an awesome prize. Congratulations. It's $250 Nando's gift card. Nando's limited time. And you don't have to worry about the pies anymore. You've got the bacon and egg burger, wrap or pita plus a regular side for $12. Nando's a home of peri peri chicken.
Got one sorted.
For Nando's, the home of peri peri chicken.